Thank you so much for calling in. It's Andy with Local Smash. How can I help you?
Hi, Andy. It's Ray Jones.
Hey, Mr. Ray. How's the sympathetic call you? How are you? Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call earlier. Basically, I've been waiting for a call for someone to call me back for days, and they finally, they're very hard to get hold of. And they called me, and it was just on the phone going on and on and on, and I couldn't get them off. So I'm sorry about that.
Totally fine. Totally fine. Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Listen, I want to speak to you about something.
Of course.
Can we just do the Google map listing? Can we just do that? Because basically, I didn't know. The guy that who does my websites and everything has already done me a business Facebook page and everything.
Oh, okay. No, is it Facebook business page that he only created?
Yeah.
Or is he running Facebook ads by chance?
No. Facebook business page. He's already gone all the way through it. And to be honest, you know, he's a good friend of mine. He's always done my websites and stuff for a long
sure.
time, and he's already started that. I don't want to, you know, tell him that I'm taking it away from him. You know, it's just not fair.
No, no
I'm
problem.
Not like that, you know?
Yeah, totally fine. I respect that. We do have a local campaign. Yeah, it locks in the Google Maps. You'll get the directory submissions for ranking. It still covers Bing Local as well, which is Microsoft's version of Google. And, of course, the Alexa platforms, the smart car searches, that price is just $199 for that, just the map listings, no ads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, I already got the ads as well. So this Google map listing is basically if someone types in, you know, whatever keyword, it'll bring me up on the first page. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Absolutely, bringing you up on the first page. And just to kind of clarify, also, I'm not. And where would it? If your friend is kind of building the Facebook listing, like the Facebook business profile, what we're doing is running an ad that lands on that Facebook profile. So we wouldn't change anything that your friend is doing. We're just going to add the ads. But if he wants to run the advertising, it's totally up to you if you want him to do it. I could just tell you that with usually running Facebook ads with by themselves or, you know, having somebody do it if they're not a channel partner, it's usually pay-per-click. So you get charged per click on the ad. So with working with Meta and Facebook partners, they're actually billing us, not you. So it's included with the $249. But absolutely, if you ever want to kind of give us a shot and say, hey, I tried to give my friend a shot. He didn't really work out well. I want to try the ads. You could always add it for just $49, and it's just prorated onto your $199.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
To be honest with you, Andy, you know, this is the reason why I've been with this guy for a long time on my websites and stuff like that, because he always delivers what he says he can deliver. You know, and he don't tell me he can have this done, you know, things done for me within the week if it's going to take three. He's really good with me. He's really honest. He'll say, look, you know, Ray, don't expect this to work overnight because it's not going to work overnight. You know, I love honesty. I don't care if something takes 2 weeks. If it do, say it takes 2 weeks. Don't tell me it's going to be ready in a week. You know what I mean? And that's what I prefer. It ain't about patience. You know, I don't mind waiting for something if it's going to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
100%.
So, and you know, one thing I can honestly say about him, he's always delivered. So that's why I don't want to just take it away from him, you know?
No, I respect that.
I'm not trying to squeeze the cost down for you or anything like that, because like I said to you before, it ain't about money. It's just about being, you know, how can I put it? It's about being like honest with him and getting results and giving him the job in the first place and taking it away from him. I don't agree with that, you know. So
no problem
yeah,
at all.
I'm happy to go ahead with you now. So what do I need to do next?
Yeah, just need a few things from you. I'm just going to create the profile here, gather the email. You're going to get a welcome email sent, a welcome text. And, we're also going to schedule out a client interview with your technician. Really nice. Really smart way. We'll start gathering information for the verifications, getting that started as far as gathering photos and optimizing the keywords on that map for you. And to create the profile here, verifying the primary number that you want for your first page listing, it's 475-296-0660. Is that the primary line you would want to use?
That's correct.
Very nice. And then we'll send over the welcome email with everything in writing, your terms. You're also going to get a login credentials, so you have access to make changes, to update photos. What's the best email address for you, Ray?
The email address is eastcoastroofingandmasonry@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. So
one other question, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if I basically I'm going to set this up now so the number that I'm using is my cell number. Okay. If I want to change that number or add a number, can I do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could always change keywords, change the numbers, hours of operation, if you move locations. Yeah, absolutely. Any adjustments or changing of anything with the ads or the listing, it's all included for free with your price.
That's fine. It's just because, you know, I told you I got an office and an office number and everything. I'm basically just, I may put my office number on there, but we'll set it up on the cell number at the moment, okay?
Yeah, sounds fine. Totally fine. Whenever you want to switch it, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to adjust it. And as far as the office location, where we're going to send out that PIN verification in the mail, what is the current office location?
It's 15 North Main Street. You got that?
Yes, sir. 15 North Main Street?
Yeah, 15 North Main Street, and that's Suite 100.
You
West
got it.
Hartford. I'm going to give you the
zip code.
Just give me
one
second. I just want to make sure that I've got the correct hit because I always get it mixed up.
Yeah, it's 06107 by chance, maybe.
That's the one?
I believe so. Yeah, I just Googled it now. So, alrighty. Very nice. Thank you, sir. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
I do 24-hour call-outs, so you can put me down as 24/7.
Oh, nice. Excellent. And then once you're done with the job,
I do emergency call-outs, so if that can go on there as well, that would be great.
Oh, 100%. I'm putting it now. Perfect. And once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash? Do you accept Visa, MasterCard,
yes,
or offer financing?
I just check and cash.
You got it. You got it. No problem. In the future, if you ever want to, like I said, mentioned, you want to switch over a form of payment, you have an ad for a holiday, maybe you want to switch over the hours, right? Any changes, they're all included with the first page campaign. So, very nice.
Yeah.
And what I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment and then lock in that reduced rate at $199. And then since we have you in at a reduced price and locking in that local platinum package with no ads, we're going to read off the voice verification, and it just outlines your updated pricing. It's $199. There's no contracts, and that's locked in every month for you, okay?
Okay. So that's $199 every month, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. No tax, and
yeah,
that's grandfathered in.
So, yes. So, one other question. On the Google Map listing, can you spend more to get more or not?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can. If you want to add Google Ads, we can actually bundle that in. And that program with just Google Ads is just $449 if you want the Google Ads bundled with the map.
Okay. And what about reviews? Reviews? Can my customers just leave me reviews?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It'll be nice and bright. It's right under the phone number where they could just click a tab and write a review. You're also going to have a review generated tool through your dashboard, Ray. So you can actually send over direct messages to your clients, just kind of giving them thank you for the service and letting them know, hey, if you have a few seconds, feel free to click the link to write me a Google review. So it's just a nice review generated tool you could send out to the clients with automated messages for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm really looking forward to this, and I just hope to God it don't go wrong, and I can't get on Google. And like I said to you, I've got four other friends that's gonna need this. So I will definitely put them on to you.
Yeah, 100%. Let them know. Send them over to me, and again, we'll lock in the $249 if they want ads. If they want just the map, we could lock in the $199. And for you, Ray, what would you want to secure? The $449 or just the $199 for now?
Do the $199 for now, so we can just get the Google Maps up and running, and then we can talk about whatever extras we can do in the near future, do whatever's necessary, really.
Yeah, sounds good. All righty. And to secure the $199, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa card, Visa debit.
Okay. And a name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
No, it's not. It's my wife's card. Well, basically, it's my card, but I just it's my wife's name on the card.
Okay. And what is your first and your wife's first and last name?
It's Sarah Jones.
Okay. Thank you. And perfect. It's just spelled S A R Y A H, right? Just regular.
No, S S A R A H.
A-H. You got it. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And is your last name Jones as well? Same last name?
Yeah, Jones. Yeah, that's correct. J-O-N-E-S.
Awesome. All righty. Thank you. And then the card number, whenever you're ready, Ray, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Okay. It's 4792.
Okay.
1312.
Okay.
6552.
Okay.
5300.
Thank you. And expiration date, month, and year?
It's 0327.
And the security code on the back of the card?
402.
402. Very nice. And the billing address for this card, it's I think it's not the office location, but it's their home address. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. The billing address for this one is obviously my home address where I've just moved from, basically. It's 1713 Avalon Drive, and that's Hull, H-U-L-L, and that's Massachusetts 02045.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Awesome. And let me go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance. Within about 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text and also a welcome email with everything in writing,
okay.
Everything we're including and bundling and with the package. And I'm going to read off the 90-second voice verification, and it just outlines everything that we're including, the updated pricing. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab the paper here. Thank you, sir. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's just an added protection for you. Yes, sir. It states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's East Coast Roofing and Masonry.
Perfect. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner, and it's Raymond Jones.
Thank you, Raymond. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yep.
Nice. I can kind of explain that. No worries, Ray. And basically what that means, if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, optimize with keywords, if they want to cover directories, lock in the Alexa platforms for results, or later on if you're adding any kind of ads, right, and they call in and make a change, or they call in to offer a service like ours, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you have. So thank you. And then last part here. For payment and a term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is October 3rd, 2023, and the discounted amount of just $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 3rd, and the same discounted amount of just $199. And you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due. And now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All righty. Perfect. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. So welcome to the team.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. So the next thing we'll do here is to schedule out your client interview with the technician. Really nice, really smart. They're just going to start the programming, get everything done as far as the verification process, and also kind of upload photos, any specific content that you want to run as far as posts. We just want to make sure we represent you properly across the internet. And I'm going to open up their calendar, check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule so we could put you in for that technician call. And it looks like I do have a slot here. I just want to verify with the agent. Looks like I do have one available tomorrow at 1 o'clock and between 1 and 2 in the afternoon. Would that work as far as the phone call for the client interview?
Yeah, that's perfect. Sooner the better. That's perfect.
Yeah, awesome. And they're really nice, really smart. Of course, we don't expect you to know, hey, about zip codes or what's converting or what people are searching. You just say, hey, guys, I like these areas. I want this specific photo. I want this ad ran. And we'll go ahead and make sure to kind of cross the T's and dot the I's and make sure everything's out there how you like it, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's
absolutely.
Great.
And then the last thing here, you're also going to have a security question, Ray. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a certain department that kind of handles your marketing and they want to call in and make a change. We're always going to ask the security question just to make sure they have access to make that adjustment. But as far as the options for the question, we do have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your campaign?
Bristol.
Bristol? Okay. Yeah. And that's the city you're born in?
Yeah. That's the city I was born in England, believe it or not.
Ah, very nice. Awesome. I'm pretty sure no one's going to guess that unless they really
know you. So. I actually live in Bristol in Connecticut at the moment, but I was born in Bristol in England.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. I'm pretty sure they got the name from the Bristol in England. You know, I wouldn't doubt it. So.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's really cool. Awesome. But what a coincidence. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us. Other than that, I just want to make sure also that you're getting our welcome text and our welcome email. Usually the text that always lands the fastest. And it'll just say local. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent everything in writing to your email. And let me know if you're getting them on your text.
The only person that would ever be contacting in to speak on my behalf would be my friend who does my websites and stuff. But as long as he uses the password, that's fine, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, as long as he uses the password, that's totally fine. I could actually add his name on file if you'd like now, just so he's an authorized user. But, problem.
Yeah.
You want me to do that?
His name is Robbie Spence.
Robbie Spence. Awesome. And I'll put him in as a kind of maybe a marketing director for you. Is that what you would consider him?
Yeah. That's exactly what he is, yeah.
Alrighty. You got it. I'll put it in. And, if he calls in, he has his name on file. But, of course, we're still going to ask the security question. But, as long as they have the answer for that, they have access to make any adjustments, add on to ads or anything like that. So, just make sure he knows.
The only reason why he would be calling is because he knows more about this than I do, and he helps me with everything like this. So, if there's any questions, rather than him coming back to me and asking me, why is this showing? Why don't you have this? He can call direct and change things. What he thinks is going to work. Like I said to you, I've been a customer of his for a long time, and he's always done everything for me by the book. He's a real good guy, and I trust him 100%. If he do call in, he always does what's best for me and my business. You know what I mean? He's I've been working with him that long. He's become a friend. So that's
nice.
Good for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. You have that trust. That's phenomenal. Yeah, not a problem if he calls in at all. He's already on file with us. And another thing you'll get here is whenever you have a chance, Ray, you could click into your terms and conditions. And it'll probably be under your wife's name since it was under the billing, right? It'll just say, Sarah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent everything in writing to your email. And it'll ask you to click here to view your terms. And what happens is basically that's just your terms and conditions with us. And let me know if you have it open. I could kind of walk you through it if you do. And
that's fine.
Everything.
I'll take a look at it right now.
Whenever you can. If you don't have chance, if you don't have time, it's totally fine. But you could see right at the top. It should say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you're in the terms page.
Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, one second. Sarah, yes, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yeah, so I click on that link?
Yes, click on that link, and once you click on it, it should take you there pretty quick. It's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, I believe.
Yep. That's
and then you'll scroll down to the left, there's Services, I believe.
I'll just take a look.
Yeah. And then, scroll to the...
Is it right to the bottom?
All the way to the bottom. Yeah, you're going to see a section where it's going to ask you to confirm and sign. And what that does, it just locks in the discounted rate once you sign, and that's just an added protection for you as well.
Okay, so this is I've got another part that just popped up. It says, I clarified that I am authorized. Yeah?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, click on that get a little square box. Click on that guy. That's going to just authorize that you're like a business owner or someone that's authorized. And then it's going to say username and password. That's kind of like the next page you'll see. Let me know if you're there.
No, I'm not there. Basically, it just asked me to sign. So click here and type your name as seen above. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, just type the name and then I confirm it. And then let me know once you confirm. It's going to take you.
Do I put the name as my wife, because it's saying to put Sarah's name? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, put Sarah's name. Absolutely, of course. And then it should let you go into the login page. And, of course, on our end, I'm going to update it so it has your name. So once we call in, it wouldn't be her name. It'll just be your name that we refer to as far as for the account.
Okay. I'm on the username and password.
Perfect. So what that is for your tracking and reporting dashboard. So your campaign comes with an analytical campaign, right, like I mentioned. So once we call you tomorrow to finish up the client interview, we're going to provide you with the credentials. So you can kind of exit out and disregard that page. You won't need that tomorrow. But other than that, okay. I mean, you're all squared away. Just be responsive here to the phone call. It's going to be me and the technician that's going to call you. And we'll kind of get everything squared away with the programming and get everything done with the campaign, okay?
Great. How long will it take for to get the code come through to the address? How long would it normally take?
Typically about 5 to 6 days maximum. That's because what Google does, they send it via post office. So no later than that, you should be getting that to your Hartford address. And I do have it as 15 North Main Street, Unit 100, right? Just to make sure. Suite 100?
That's 15 North Main Street, Suite 100, West Hartford, yeah?
You got it. That's exactly what I have, 06107.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Andy, thank you very much. I'm sorry it's taken a while to get back in touch with you.
No, you're totally fine. I don't want to take up too much of your time either, but just be responsive here tomorrow. We'll get everything gathered as far as photos and content. But thank you again for choosing Local Splash, and we look forward to getting you on board here tomorrow, okay?
Thank you very much. Speak soon.
You got it. Talk to you soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.